Work on creating a new Department of Homeland Security is moving rapidly in Congress. Five House committees acted on portions of the bill yesterday. Several more are expected to act today. Lawmakers hope to approve the massive government reorganization as early as September, but they already are making clear they won't rubber stamp President Bush's plan, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The job of building a whole new government agency to fight terrorism is a huge one, and House lawmakers got their first taste yesterday of just how difficult it will be. Members of the Judiciary Committee wrestled over whether the new Homeland Security Department or the State Department should issue U.S. visas, and whether the entire Immigration and Naturalization Service should become part of Homeland Security or be split between two government agencies. Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin said INS has two different functions, protecting the nation's borders and providing service.
Service deals with legal immigrants. They are seeking adjustment of status all the way up to being naturalized as citizens. Homeland Security is supposed to deal with, one, keeping the bad guys and gals out, and if they do get here, finding out where they are and taking care of them before they take care of us.
He said the service half of INS should stay in the Justice Department so it won't be overshadowed by Homeland Security. The Bush administration and some committee members want all of INS in the new department, but Sensenbrenner ultimately prevailed. The chairman also proposed that the new Homeland Security Department have total responsibility for issuing visas. He said the State Department is too concerned with issuing as many visas as possible and allowed some of the September 11th terrorists to come to the United States.
The Department of Homeland Security will consider visa issuance not as a device to curry favor with foreign governments, but as a function with profound implications to our national security.
But Republican Henry Hyde of Illinois said having to deal with 12 million visa applications a year would overwhelm the new agency, and he offered a compromise.
My proposal says let the paperwork, the administration, be done by the consular officers who are in place now, but let them be trained, let them be regulated, let them be supervised, let them be overseen by the Department of Homeland Security. Toughen them up.
Hyde's proposal was narrowly approved. Earlier in the day, it was also adopted by the International Relations Committee, one of four other panels to act on the bill. Besides agreeing to split up INS, Judiciary also rejected White House proposals to move the Secret Service and the entire Federal Emergency Management Agency into the new department. But it's unclear whether those changes to the president's plan will survive. All committee recommendations will go to a new House Select Committee on Homeland Security, which plans to come up with its own compromise bill by the end of next week. The unusual and speedy process has some lawmakers concerned. California Democrat Maxine Waters said during the Judiciary Committee meeting that Congress could be making some big mistakes.
This attempt to organize this mega agency in the time that we're doing it is unwise. It seems to me that you want to put in the time, you want to put in the effort, and you've got to involve those agencies that you're absolutely uprooting and displacing because we don't know what we're doing.
But congressional leaders say they hope to have bills on both the House and Senate floors by the end of this month. They got encouragement yesterday from President Bush in a speech to government workers who are likely to be moved to the new department. The president thanked lawmakers for acting so quickly on his plans, but he also reminded them he wants to have lots of flexibility in hiring and moving personnel around in the new department.
I call it freedom to manage. The new department must be able to get the right people in the right place at the right time.
But that's another part of his Homeland Security package that lawmakers are likely to amend. Members of Congress say they want to make sure civil service protections aren't lost in the rush to pass a bill. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.